Hello everyone, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, amen. We continue alive and free by talking about the Spirit. In Romans chapter 8, part 2, Paul draws a sharp contrast between the law of the Spirit of life and the law of sin and death with his statement, "For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death." This serves as a powerful testament to the action God has taken on behalf of those who replace their faith in Christ. Hallelujah, amen. Romans chapter 6, part 23 says, "The law of sin and death refers to a principle found in Scripture that the wages of sin is death." The law of sin and death is not a reference to the Mosaic law, but it is linked to it. The law reveals the God's standard or shortcomings, the consequences of falling short, and even our innate proclivity to reject God and defy his standard. The law of sin counters the law of God on every point, and it leads to death. The New Living Translation describes this law as the power of sin that leads to death. Due to the authoritative grip this principle exerts over us. When Adam and Eve rebelled against God, their action tainted their nature instilling in them a tendency to reject God. We all inherit this inclination, which explains why it's effortless for a young child to disobey, while obedience must be learned over time. The more we succumb to our rebellious tendency, the more ensnared we become by sin, and its consequences grow. In contrast to law of sin and the law of the Spirit of love represents a reversal of the wages of sin. Just as sin leads to death, the Spirit gives life, much like how God breathed life in Adam. He infuses new life into the regenerated soul. Hallelujah, amen. Just a second. Due to Genesis chapter 2, part 7 tells, "Then the Lord God took some soil from the ground and he made a man. He breathed air into the nose of the man to give him life. So the man became alive." Titus chapter 3, part 5 to 6, "God did not save us because of any good things that we ourselves had done. He saved us because he chose to forgive us. God has washed us so that we are clean inside. We have been born again so that we live a new life. God's Holy Spirit has done this for us. Jesus Christ died as a sacrifice to save us. So now God has poured his Holy Spirit into us to fill us." Hallelujah, amen. This is tied to God's grace as revealed in the gospel. The soul means to break free from the cycle of sin And that is to embrace the new cycle of spirit and life by putting faith in Jesus Christ and living to please the spirit rather than acquiescing to our sinful nature. Romans chapter 6, part 11, part 1 to 11 tells us about the new life unshared in by the Spirit, which serves the hold of sin, is the very reason why we cannot persist in sin. While achieving sinless perfection is impossible in this earthly existence, the one bound to Christ died to sin when Christ died, and he arose to a new life as Christ did. He is now devoted to the Father. Hallelujah, amen. The fact that we are under the law of the Spirit of life shows that we are still under a law, the law of Christ. Galatians chapter 6 part 2 says, when anyone among you has troubles, you must help each other. If you do that, you will be obeying Christ's rule. And 1 Corinthians chapter 9 part 21 tells us, with Gentile people who do not have Moses' law, I live like they do. I continue to respect God's law. Yes, I obeyed Christ's law, but I lived like a Gentile so that I could help Gentiles to believe in Christ. We are not called to lawlessness, and no believer can rightly be said to be totally free from all law. The law of Christ is the law of God. The love of God with all our being, and to love our neighbors as ourselves, as it stands in Mark chapter 12, part 32 to 33, that we must love one another as Jesus has loved us, and we must love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Romans chapter 8 part 12 says also, freed by the Spirit from the claws of sin, we bear no obligation in the to yield to our sinful desire. And Romans chapter 8 part 5 to 6 tells instead we are guided by the Spirit and should be preoccupied with what pleases him. And Romans chapter 12 talks about drawing from Romans chapter 12, we gain a tangible glimpse of what a spirit-led life looks like, beginning with complete devotion to God as a living sacrifice. As we live to please the Spirit, we witness the embrace of godly's character, which Scripture calls the fruit of the Spirit. And Galatians chapter 5, part 22 to 23 tells, but God's Spirit causes us to live in a different way. We love we love other people, we are happy, and we have peace in our minds. We are patient, kind, and good. People can trust us to do what is right. We respect other people, and we rule ourselves properly. God's Spirit helps us to live in that way. There is no law that says these things are wrong. Walking in the Spirit, free from the law of sin and death, leads to life. Hallelujah. Amen. Go in peace and happiness. We see you in the next part. Hallelujah, amen.